I'm reading from God's Word in 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 19. Simon Peter the Apostle says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." The book I'm reading to you from is God's Word. It is the inspired, infallible, inerrant, eternal, holy Word of God, simply referred to as the book or Bible. The existence and preservation of it is wonderful and amazing. It's a miracle what we have here. The possession of it and the belief of it is the greatest of all gifts to mankind. Now, this is not a message to prove God's Word. The Creator does not prove Himself to creatures. He does not need to. This is not to prove the Word of God, but to declare it or confirm that it is indeed the Word of God. And I'll give you several reasons. Three points. We see it, we know it is God's Word by the testimony of it. We know it is God's Word by man's rejection of it and his belief of it. And we know it is God's Word by the many infallible proofs or evidences of it. We know it is God's Word by God's testimony of it, or what He says about it. He has said in the Psalms, "I magnify my Word above all my name." He said, "Is not my Word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer?" The Word of God, Scripture says, is quick, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and opened under the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. This is God's Word. What God says of this book is proof that it is His Word. And then, the Word was made flesh. The Word of God, the manifestation, the revelation of who God is, was made flesh. God declared Himself in the Bible. God, who is unseen, declared Himself. And then the unseen God was made flesh. "A body hast thou given me," Christ said. And He became flesh. The Word was made flesh, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The voice of God came walking upon this earth, and His name was and is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is how we know it is God's Word, because the Word of God lived and walked among us. We know it is God's Word by man's rejection of it. Man's rejection of God's Word, the truth. Scripture says, "The natural man receiveth not the things of God. The carnal mind is enmity against God. He doth not like to retain God in his knowledge." Scripture says that man is enmity against God. Christ Himself said, "This is condemnation, that light is come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light." The Word of God, like light, makes manifest the darkness, reproves the works of darkness, exposes sin and corruption. And man loves sin and corruption and so hates the light. Christ is the light. Man is under captivity to the god of this world, who is the father of lies, who loves a lie, and He's made man to love his lie. So we know it is God's Word because man hates it. Secondly, we know it's God's Word because some believe it. God, in great mercy and grace, gives this gift of faith and understanding of His Word. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from above, Scripture said. And as many as received this gift of grace, they were born of God, not of blood, not of will of the flesh or the will of man, but born of God. Paul thanks God that many received the word, not as man, not as the words of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God. It is a miracle. This gift of faith is a miracle. It causes those who believed, once believed a lie, to love the truth. To cause those who once loved sin to hate it and love holiness. To cause those who once loved lies and to believe the truth and say, "Let God be true and every man a liar." As David said, "I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way." And he that is of God heareth God's word. Christ said, "My sheep hear my voice," and this book is God's word. Thirdly, we know that this is God's word by the many infallible, undeniable proofs of it. First of all, let me give you several points under this heading, that we know it by the many proofs or evidences of it. First of all, we know it is God's word by the ancientness of it, or the antiquity of it, how old it is. The first entry into this book was over 3,500 years ago. The last one was 2,000 years ago. Where are the books of men 3,500 years old? Scripture says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Yes, the antiquity of it, or the age of it, proves it's to be God's word. Secondly, how it was put together and preserved. And over 40 different men, and most did not know each other, were used to write this book. And I quoted to you in 2 Peter 1 that says, "Holy men spake as they were moved by the Spirit of God." So these 40 men, most did not know each other. And it took over a period of 1,500 years to compile or put together the book, God's Word. But it all tells the same story. And it has been preserved for these many years. Many have tried to destroy it. Many have tried to disprove it. But the reason it cannot be destroyed is the master copy is in heaven. As I quoted, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." There was a wicked king back in the days of Jeremiah. He did not like what Jeremiah was saying because Jeremiah had nothing good to say about man. And nothing good to say about those who claimed to be his people but were not, were hypocrites, the Israelites. And Jehoiakim was his name, this wicked king of Israel. And he took the book of Jeremiah and took a knife and began to cut out pages of the book and throw them in the fire. Well, all the Lord did was told Jeremiah to write another one. And men have tried to destroy this book over the years, but cannot. Because it is God's Word. We know it is God's Word by the matter of it, the message of it. As I said, these 40 men, different men, over a period of 1,500 years, wrote as they were moved by the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God, Christ said, takes the things of His, takes the things of Christ and shows them and reveals them. They are they, Christ said, of the Scriptures, which testify of me. This whole book speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Genesis, he's the creator. He's the light of the world. He's the woman's seed. In Exodus, he's the Passover lamb. And in Leviticus, he's the great atonement. In Numbers, he's the brazen serpent. In Deuteronomy, he's the city of refuge. In Joshua, he's the scarlet lion in the window. In Judges, he's the angel of the Lord. In Ruth, he's the kinsman redeemer. Samuel, he's the covenant mercies of God. Kings, he's the greater than Solomon. Yeah, he's the king of kings. And on it goes. In the Psalms, he's the shepherd. In Proverbs, he's wisdom personified. Song of Solomon, he's the bridegroom. Isaiah, the great substitute for his people. Jeremiah, the physician. Lamentations, the sufferer. Ezekiel, the glory of the Lord. Daniel, he's the beloved. And on it goes. This book speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is Christ in picture in the Old Testament, in type, in promise, in prophecy, in shadow, In the New Testament, he's Christ in person and Christ prophesied coming again. This book is the book concerning God's Son. We know it is God's Word because of the purity of it, the holiness of it. Proverbs 8 said there's nothing forward or perverse in it. There's some evil and there's some perversion in most all things that we read today. Subversion, subtleties, lies, man's opinion, hearsay, and heresy. God's Word is holy. It's the holy Word of God. It's truth. And all that is in it promotes holiness and goodness and godliness and righteousness and justice and equity and uprightness, mercy, love, peace, and truth. For these reasons and many, many more, it is obviously God's Word who is holy. It is not man. It is the holy Word of God. We know it is God's Word by the prophecies or predictions of it. All have, all are, and all shall come true. And they all point to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the sum and the substance of this book. As said, the Old Testament says someone is coming. The Gospels say he is here. The Epistles and the Revelation say he's coming again. He is the spirit of all prophecy. And then we know it's God's Word by the impartiality of it, the truth of it concerning man. All things are naked and open and revealed. God's biographies of men are very revealing. Man would not put the things about himself in there that God put about men. Abraham's flaws, Abraham's sin, David, Solomon, Simon Peter, the sins of the greatest of men are all exposed because the best of men are men at best, and that every man at his best state is altogether vanity. And man is a sinner that needs saving one way by the grace of God that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this book, it shows the depravity of man, the sinfulness of man, the total necessity of man be saved by grace, that no flesh should glory in his presence. This book was written for the glory of God. And we know it's God's Word by the relevance of it, how current it is, how it meets the need of all, laborers, lawyers, kings and peasants, male and female, old, young, Jew and Gentile, rich and poor, all need this book, all stand to be judged by it. We know it is God's Word by the power of it. Men are born again, translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son, delivered from captivity, made new creatures, given new minds, new hearts, new wills, a new walk, a new speech, a new family, new companions. We know it is God's Word by the miracles of it. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the dead are raised. We know it is God's Word by the mystery of it, that the wisest of men cannot figure it out, cannot understand it, while it's hidden from the wise and revealed by God's power and God's Spirit unto babe. We know it is God's Word by the wisdom of it, making wise the foolish and making the foolish wise. We know it is God's Word by the experience of it. God's people, they hear it, they believe it, they experience it. It's a savor of life unto life. Christ said, "My sheep hear my voice," and they are brought into conviction, comfort, teaching, leading, guiding, instructing. This is God's Word indeed. Oh, may he speak to your heart is my prayer. Amen.